Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for the Remembrance Project, our series from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. Today, she remembers a filmmaker who worked to make the art form more inclusive.
Long before Gunther Hus became a Super 8 film master or a film professor at Fitchburg State University, his history was cinematic. Leaving Romania in World War II as a two-year-old, surviving a refugee train bombing that killed his mother, relocating to the United States at 13. If it were a film, it would have been dense with darkness and enlightenment, but it was his life. In the mid-1970s, Gunther was a darling of New York ad agencies. He shot Oleg Cassini fashion events, weddings, an ad with Shirley MacLaine for her latest book. He gave international workshops and wrote the definitive Handbook of Super 8 Production. Still, when Gunther's wife, Barbara Hus, brought him home to meet her parents, the paternal response was equivocal.
You know, being the father that he was, he said, "Oh, how do you do? And what do you do?" And Gunther said, "I make movies." And my father says, "Yes, I know you make movies, but what do you do?"
Eventually, what Gunther did was leave production and found a university department. He wanted to liberate filmmaking.
He felt that film initially was an elitist medium, that it cost a lot to make a film, that you had to go to a good film school, and they were very expensive, and so it was exclusionary for a lot of people to do that kind of work.
In contrast to 16 or 35 millimeter film, Super 8 was affordable. In contrast to marquee film schools, Fitchburg State was also affordable. Equal opportunity for any motivated student. Over the next 27 years, Gunther sank his creativity into one immense project, his students. One was his son, Cahen, who took 7 classes with him at Fitchburg.
When I was a little kid, you know, I always joked with my dad that he never played catch with me. But what he taught me to do was splice film. So when I was 4 and 5 years old, I had a little splicer. I had some just white leader, and I would cut it up and tape it back together. And that's what I did with my time.
All Gunther's students belonged to him.
He had his students over to his house to use his equipment to edit their movies. They'd spend weekends and nights and at our house eating all of the food in the house, and you know, but he loved that. That was his thing.
In 2014, Fitchburg State created a scholarship in his name to support film students during their internships. Passionate, fatherly, practical Gunther knew that his children couldn't live on art alone.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Gunther Hus, who died last December in Fitchburg. He was 73 years old. If you'd like to suggest a loved one for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.